This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. My co-host Anthony Brooks is on assignment today. The comedian and Lexington native Eugene Merman is a self-made success. His stand-up career began in Harvard Square in 1992, the summer after high school. He went on to Hampshire College and majored in comedy, and he's now known for roles on the hit shows Bob's Burgers and Flight of the Conchords, and for his Comedy Central specials, where he shares hours of anecdotal humor on everything from his poor performance in grade school to hotel wake-up calls.
This hotel, I answered the phone and they went, "It's May 5th, 2012. Why are you telling me the year? What do you think I did last night that I don't know what year it is?"
Well, Merman now resides in Brooklyn, but he's returned to Boston this weekend to bring us the Eugene Merman Comedy Festival, a three-day event involving two local venues, 20 comedians, and maybe even a baby goat. Eugene Merman joins us in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.
Okay, first of all, a goat?
Possibly. I don't know the ordinances here. In New York, when we do the festival, we've had petting zoos. We've done, actually, animal roasts outside in front of the venue. So depending on if we can, there will definitely be a goat outside the Sinclair, unless it's not allowed.
So you've done the festival in Brooklyn for the past 5 years. What made you decide to bring it back up here or up here for the first time?
Well, Julie Smith, who I produced the festival with, and Caroline Craighead, Julie Smith just moved here to Boston. We're both from Boston. So we've always wanted to do it here. And then we just finally decided that we would give it a shot and do it here.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more about the from Boston part, because as we hinted in the introduction here, part of your comedy career really began in Harvard Square.
Yeah, I majored in comedy, and then I moved to Somerville, and then I would do comedy on the third floor of the Hong Kong restaurant at the Comedy Studio.
Oh, of course.
And I spent years doing it, and then actually even before that, the first place I ever performed, I don't know what it is now, but Catch Rising Star used to be in Harvard Square, and I think 6 months before it closed, and before comedy in general went out of business in the 90s, I did my first set at the Catch Rising Star.
Okay, so you say, that's interesting, you say comedy went out of business in the 90s, and yet your career has, it's a successful one.
Well, it came back. I mean, not all comedy, I just mean stand-up exploded in the 80s, and then at some point was so oversaturated that it just crushed itself and died in like around 92 or 3 when I started. So there were no real expectations of what would happen.
Now, you were born in Russia?
I was.
And your parents are Russian immigrants to the
United
States.
They were also. Yeah, we all came here in 79.
And how much does your brand of comedy sort of draw upon those experiences?
I mean, I think that there's an element of me being probably an outsider, and an immigrant, but not. I don't specifically have lots of anecdotes that have to do with me being like, oy vey, Russia was very difficult. But I do probably mention it in some stories, and it probably informs the way I look at things. It actually makes me, in a sense, very patriotic, because in a sense, I really appreciate, the American dream and the fact that you actually can come from another country and then eventually be a comedian and voice actor. So that's pretty good.
Well, speaking of voice actor, one of the roles that you have is on the Fox animated series Bob's Burgers.
Yes.
And you play the role of Gene Belcher. So tell us a little bit about the character Gene.
He's probably sort of a, 11-year-old version of me as a kid. He wants to be an entertainer. But the whole show is about, a family that kind of, it's like a workplace and also a family comedy where it's a family that runs a restaurant. But we get to improvise a lot also, which is very fun, that we get to do what's written in that also.
Well, Gene is the son of Bob and Lynn Belcher and brother to sisters Louise and Tina. And we've got a clip here from the show. And in this scene, the character Lynn Belcher shows your character Gene a picture of his father when he was his age, which sets Gene into a bit of a panic.
Look at this!
I forgot that I went through a Judd Nelson phase.
That's your father. When he was your age, he looked just like you.
Wait, does that mean when I'm his age, I'm gonna look just like him?
Spoiler alert!
No!
At least you know your shoulders won't go bald.
This is incredibly insulting.
Think about how I feel. You really let myself go.
That is Eugene Merman in the voice role of Gene Belcher from Fox's Bob's Burgers. What's it like for you to do voice roles? I mean, since you're doing improv there, so that brings in your comedians.
Sure. And, skills, I mean, and there's also, it's written, you know, it is. I mean, there's scripts. How is it?
Well, you actually were getting to what I was going to ask, which is how is it different than when you're, you know, doing stand-up, for example?
Oh, well, there's no live audience. And also you can, the thing that's great about it is, you know, we do everything that's written and we're recording all together. A lot of cartoons, you just go, you do it yourself and then you leave and, you know, it's an hour. But we actually spend the day together and it's both in L.A. and New York. And so you can try as many things as you want, and they cut out what doesn't work. So the difference mostly is that you can just take as many chances, and then they keep what's funniest.
Yeah. Well, I want to play one more clip here before we run out too much time, because you're a graduate of Hampshire College.
Oh, I know.
And you also gave a commencement speech there, which went
very
viral for a bunch of reasons. But I want to hear a cut from that commencement speech, from the end of it, which includes some things that might resonate with some listeners. So let's hear it.
A few years ago, I did a talk at a university. I can't remember where. Oh, yeah, Yale. And one student asked me, what was your backup plan? And I said, a backup plan is the first step towards failure.
Is it really?
I mean, I obviously believe so. But also, I think when you do something like comedy, you know, if it's what you enjoy, you just kind of do it and you don't stop. So it's all very incremental. Like, you know, it was years that I was like, it's pretty reasonable to sleep on the floor on a futon. Like, that's what people do. And only by the time you stop doing that do you realize, oh, people don't actually, that's not a, you don't have to do that till you're 30 or whatever.
Well, we've just got about a minute or so to go. And this is a question which, you know, we have comedians occasionally on the program. And I'm always curious about what every one of them thinks. Is there really sort of a New England style of comedy or a different sort of feel to it than you might find in other parts of the country?
You know, I don't know whether there is or isn't, but I will say that so many of the comics that have sort of defined what comedy is now are from New England and Boston and did start out here. So
I've heard
so
that
I
you really
know.
Love Louis C.K. for
I
example.
Do. Well, and David Cross and Sarah Silverman, Mark Maron, Janine Garofalo, Conan O'Brien, it's Stephen Wright. It's a sort of endless list of people who are really wonderful and really kind of define what comedy is sort of now.
Well, I wonder if a lot of our listeners after this might include Eugene Merman on that list.
I hope so.
Well, Eugene Merman is a comedian and Lexington native and creator of the Eugene Merman Comedy Festival. It takes place this Friday through Sunday at the Wilbur Theater and the Sinclair in Harvard Square. There's more information about the festival at our website, radioboston.org. Eugene Merman, such a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, listeners, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Remember, you can leave a comment about anything you hear on this show at our website, radioboston.org. You can also follow me at MeghnaWBUR. That's MeghnaWBUR on Twitter. You can also follow the show in general. We're at Radio Boston on Twitter as well. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.